We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, marvelous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Sinchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Nakio, a canine friend in the United States, enjoys his life with four prosthetic paws. In cultural news, Singapore's National Day is celebrated. In eco news, an ice sculpture event in Australia increases awareness of Arctic warming. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 9th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of New Zealand, His Excellency John Philip Key, born in 1961 in Auckland, New Zealand. Prime Minister Key has shown dedication to the environment. This has been demonstrated by New Zealand joining the International Renewable Energy Agency and having a goal of 90% of the country's power coming from sustainable sources by 2025. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency John Philip Key, for your commitment to a bright future for New Zealand. We respectfully wish you a wonderful birthday with cherished ones. Today is also the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples. Inaugurated in 1994 by the United Nations, it is an occasion to promote the rights and to recognize the many achievements and contributions of over 370 million people in 70 countries across the earth. May the blessings and talents shared by our Indigenous brothers and sisters continue to be honored and valued on this and every day.
Fly In News. Knock 10 brings havoc to Thailand. As of Sunday, August 7th, the country's Department of Disaster Mitigation and Protection reported that 20 people had lost their lives with several injured as the tropical storm swept across provinces in the northern, northeastern, and central regions. More than 1 million people had been affected by widespread flooding and mudslides, with floodwaters that had not yet receded in 16 provinces representing nearly a quarter of the country. In particular, three districts of Ayutthaya province were declared a disaster as water had to be released from the Chao Phraya Dam. Throughout the affected areas, up to 99,000 hectares of crops had been damaged.
Sending her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our local association members to please check with local officials to see if help is needed, asking that they also go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most vulnerable. She also offered $15,000 for urgent necessities, an amount that could obtain $82,000 in aid if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Thailand. Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's detailed care as we pray for the restored regularity of the affected Thai residents' lives.
May such disruptive events subside with our greater benevolence toward all fellow inhabitants on Earth.
Volcanoes erupt in Italy and Indonesia. Late on Friday, August 5th, Italy's Mount Etna volcano began spewing hot air from fissures near its summit, sending ash plumes skyward, which then fell onto nearby towns, including the outskirts of Catania on the island of Sicily, as lava flowed down its peak. Italian officials closed the Catania Fontanarossa airport due to low visibility, but were able to reopen it by mid-morning Saturday. In Indonesia, nearly 600 people living along the slopes of Mount Karangatang on the north side of Siau Island were evacuated after the volcano there also began erupting on Friday, spewing lava and clouds of hot gas up to 600 meters into the air. Early on Monday, people fled in panic as hot ash spilled down the volcano's slopes after it let out another powerful burst, with one villager who was severely burned after he fell while running, and four others being sought by rescuers as missing. Our appreciation, Italian and Indonesian officials and personnel working to safeguard the public, with our prayers for soon recovery of the injured and the return of those missing, let us quickly turn to gentler, eco-stabilizing ways to ensure the protection of all.
Inter- international aid continues in the Horn of Africa. On Saturday, August 6, the Al-Shabaab group announced that it was withdrawing from the Somali capital of Mogadishu, raising hopes that desperately needed food aid could more easily be distributed in the region. Although the conflict unfortunately did not completely cease, a spokesperson for the African Union Peacekeeping Force, AMISOM, said it was working with the Sudanese government to maintain the area's safety and stability.
Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross on August 4th said it was increasing its emergency operations as it appealed for a further $87 million U.S. to address the Somalia famine. The UN Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, has responded to the crisis with donations in July and August of nearly $38 million U.S. And on Friday, August 5th, the European Union announced an extra €175 million to help Somalia with immediate and longer-term recovery. On Sunday, the Irish government stated that an additional €500,000 would be donated to the organizations Oxfam and Christian Aid for vital water delivery to northern Kenya. Namibia has also pledged $500,000 to aid the crisis, with Information Minister Joel Kapaanda saying that his government hopes the donation will also encourage other African Union member countries to help.
Upon first hearing of the urgent plight of those in the Horn of Africa, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $100,000 each to the humanitarian agencies Save the Children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross for a total of $300,000 in emergency aid for the crisis in the region, with a message saying that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works.
Our gratefulness, international governments, agencies, and individuals endeavoring to ease the suffering of those in the crisis-hit region, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate support. Our prayers for an easing to the plight of the affected African people, and that such suffering is alleviated through our kinder, eco-balancing lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life, I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum-yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart, you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day, waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing, brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I would still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 533. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out, gathering in rallies for reforms that include social and political change to bring greater democracy and human rights for themselves and fellow country persons. People continue to rally in countries like Bahrain, Italy, Libya, Palestine, Spain, Syria, United States, and Yemen.
United States and Italy. In a statement issued Monday, August 8, G7 finance ministers and central bankers pledged to enact all necessary measures to support stability and growth in financial markets.
This announcement from the group of industrialized nations, which includes Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, UK, and USA, was made in response to destabilization concerns over the global economy after US debt was downgraded on Friday for the first time ever by credit rating agency Standard & Poor's, along with concerns that Italy, the world's eighth largest economy, might also need a financial bailout.
Spain. As demonstrations continued last week in protest of high unemployment and the government's handling of the nation's economic crisis, police closed Madrid's central Puerta del Sol square and attacked protesters, with 20 people injured and 4 arrested, including a journalist, on Thursday, August 4th. By Saturday, widespread public outrage and solidarity demonstrations in at least 7 other cities resulted in the square being reopened, with thousands gathering there since for rallies and discussions about unified ways to initiate change.
Palestine. Representatives for the Fatah and Hamas parties met in Egypt on Saturday and Sunday for the first time in 2 months to resume reunification talks. During the meeting, they were able to resolve one of the key issues hindering reconciliation, as they mutually agreed to a prisoner exchange by the end of the holy time of Ramadan and made plans to meet again next month.
Bahrain. Two former members of parliament, along with human rights lawyer Mohammed Al-Tajir and several others, were released from months of detention on Sunday, although they still face trials.
Syria. The Arab League spoke out for the first time Sunday on Syria, saying that the government must stop all attacks on protesters immediately. Meanwhile, Kuwait and Saudi Arabia withdrew their ambassadors over the unacceptable situation, as they also urged for an end to the bloodshed, with Saudi King Abdullah Abdul Aziz also calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to govern responsibly and to enact real reforms.
With sorrow for the loss of human lives and the plight of the wounded and suffering, we pray for an end to all conflicts and that harmony may prevail as people in every nation choose to live in shared respect, freedom as a peaceful world.
Thank you. do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Tôi làm thơ buồn từ năm lên tám tuổi. Chiến tranh làm con người già quá rồi, nhưng không hẳn là sớm khôn ngoan. Đạn bom làm cho tuổi trẻ lụn tan, cũng như khiến đất màu khô cằn hoang phế. Khi sắc màu kéo dài bao thế hệ, con người bơ phờ vì thiếu niềm vui. Sợ sẽ khóc ngày mai dù nay tôi đang cười, sợ chết chóc dù còn hơi thở vội, sợ mùa xuân chỉ mang màu tang trời, sợ người thân sẽ một thoáng bỏ mình, sợ hãi hùng đen tối của ngục hình khi ngưng chiến dù bên nào thắng trận. Ôi đất nước âm u đầy thù hận, hãy vững vai như phủ đồng thiên vương, hãy đập tan lòng tranh chấp ghen hờn, hãy can đảm xa lìa bóng tối, hãy đánh ngã lòng hám danh hão lời, hãy đốt tiêu những tà thuyết ngông cuồng. Lẽ phải gì làm đổ máu rơi xương, lý tưởng nào mà nhà tan cửa nát. Anh nghĩ vậy, tôi có quyền nghĩ khác, ta luận bàn với ngôn ngữ của con người. Loài thú cầm còn bao bọc giống nòi, sao nhân loại tay sặc mùi máu bằng. Nếu các ngài là anh hùng dũng cảm, hãy oái phong từ chiến thắng chính mình. Tự nhiên rồi thế giới sẽ hòa bình, và ta đem thuốc súng làm pháo đỏ, để xuân về ta đốt vang đường ngõ, vui trẻ già trong áo mới xanh sang, nụ cười tươi lại nở tựa hoa vàng. Ta đem nụ thủy tiên mừng đời mời. Đây là điều đơn giản mà người dân hằng mong đợi.
Let peace be here now.
I'm better than sheep, a total vegan. And here's a tip today on baby safety. If there's a little one in the house, please be careful not to use tacks or staples to secure electrical cords to the wall in case they're pulled out and accidentally ingested. Take care. Thank you for watching and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In animal welfare news, technology is giving a sweet dog a new chance at life. Nakio, a red heeler, is said to be the world's first dog with four prosthetic paws. Rescued during the winter in Nebraska, USA, Nakio's feet were damaged as a puppy from being exposed to the cold. Miss Christy Tomlinson-Pays, a veterinary technician from Colorado, adopted Nakio and helped to raise funds so that he could be fitted with prosthetics for his back legs by Colorado-based OrthoPets. When the company saw how well Nakio adapted to the devices, they developed ones for his front paws as well, free of charge. After a few days, Nakio was running around like a normal dog. Our heartfelt gratitude, Miss Christy Tomlinson-Pace and OrthoPets, for your loving care of the brave canine. Nakio, may you have a happy and active future, flourishing in the company of your cherished friends, Miss Tomlinson-Pace.
In cultural news, today is Singapore's National Day, celebrating its independence gained in 1965. In southeastern Asia, between Malaysia and Indonesia, Singapore is comprised of one main island and 60 islets. It is a land graced by many faiths, including Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, and Taoism. The nation's rich diversity is also reflected in its four official languages, English, Mandarin Chinese, Malay, and Tamil. Moreover, Singapore is home to the Bukit Timah and Central Catchment Nature Reserves, which are habitat for over 840 flowering plants and 500 species of animals. We wish the harmonious citizens of Singapore a joyous National Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, an ice-carved polar bear helps bring awareness to global warming. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more conscientious news.
I'm Lambetta the Sheep, a total vegan. And here's a tip today on baby safety. If there's a little one in the house, please be careful not to use tacks or staples to secure electrical cords to the wall in case they're pulled out and accidentally ingested. Take care. Thank you for watching and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In animal welfare news, technology is giving a sweet dog a new chance at life. Nakio, a red heeler, is said to be the world's first dog with four prosthetic paws. Rescued during the winter in Nebraska, USA, Nakio's feet were damaged as a puppy from being exposed to the cold. Miss Christy Tomlinson-Pays, a veterinary technician from Colorado, adopted Nakio and helped to raise funds so that he could be fitted with prosthetics for his back legs by Colorado-based Ortho Pets. When the company saw how well Nakio adapted to the devices, they developed ones for his front paws as well, free of charge. After a few days, Nakio was running around like a normal dog. Our heartfelt gratitude, Miss Christy Tomlinson-Pace and Ortho Pets, for your loving care of the brave canine. Nakio, may you have a happy and active future, flourishing in the company of your cherished friends, Miss Tomlinson-Pace.
In cultural news, today is Singapore's National Day, celebrating its independence gained in 1965. In southeastern Asia, between Malaysia and Indonesia, Singapore is comprised of one main island and 60 islets. It is a land graced by many faiths, including Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, and Taoism. The nation's rich diversity is also reflected in its four official languages: English, Mandarin Chinese, Malay, and Tamil. Moreover, Singapore is home to the Bukit Timah and Central Catchment Nature Reserves, which are habitat for over 840 flowering plants and 500 species of animals. We wish the harmonious citizens of Singapore a joyous National Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, an ice-carved polar bear helps bring awareness to global warming. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more conscientious news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for an esteemed world. In eco news, an ice sculpture increases awareness of Arctic warming. In Sydney, Australia, acclaimed British sculptor Mr. Mark Coreth and team created a representation of a life-size polar bear from a block of ice. It was part of a UK-based Ice Bear project, a non-profit organization dedicated to promoting appreciation of the Arctic and polar bears. As the immense bear melted over several days, it revealed a bronze skeleton, a metaphor for the impact of climate change on animals and the environment. Ms. Kim McKay was one of the organizers of this event called the Sydney Ice Bear.
It's a really fantastic project to highlight this issue and to involve people in it and to really, I think, very visually demonstrate that this is an issue that we should all have a stake in and care about.
I'm travelling to as many cities in the world as I can, getting as many people in the world to touch it. When they touch the bear, they touch the Arctic, they'll hopefully become part of the solution to the problem.
Our many thanks, Ms. Mark Coreth and colleagues, and Ms. Kim McKay, for creatively bringing attention to the urgent situation facing our planet and her inhabitants. May we all take part in saving the world by adopting the compassionate and sustainable vegan lifestyle.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke in Creole entitled The Dive.
Te gagnon yon monsieur nan yon piscine ki te campé en les planches plongeoan. Li campé drette, li levé brali et li range col pour li plonger. Quand yon employé côté ça, vin sou li en courant, la prélé. Pas plonger là du tout, piscine n'a pas gagné de l'eau là-dedans. Monsieur a répond, c'est pas problème, moi pas qu'on nager.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on The Real Love, a new musical, an announcement for the amazing two-part extravaganza, which will take place on August 27 at the prestigious Pasadena Civic Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, USA. Based on a true love story, it will be in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary.
Inviting all my friends, it will be awesome. Baltar from the United Kingdom.
Wow, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So exciting. Viewer from the United States.
Greetings, Baltar and friend from the United States. Thank you so much for your enthusiastic notes. This fantastic event, with Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite poetry being set to music,
and performed by Oscar, Emmy and Tony winning and nominated artists will surely be spectacular. It will also be very exciting to see legendary American singer-songwriter Don McLean in concert. With love and heaven's blessings to you and the kind-hearted people of the United Kingdom and the United States. See you there.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with the glorious song of God's eternal love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As the first Philippine president in 14 years to do so, President Benigno Aquino meets in Tokyo, Japan with Moro Islamic Liberation Front Chair Alhaj Murad Ibrahim, with both agreeing to speed efforts toward formal peace negotiations.
China-based Xinhua News Agency reports that, at the invitation of Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, 100 Japanese schoolchildren from areas affected by their nation's March disaster are visiting the tropical island province of Hainan to enjoy activities and cultural performances.
After forming a trilateral group earlier this year, senior officials from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the United States convene once again in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, seeking to engage with Taliban members in a diplomatic process toward peace.
Saying that recent surgery in the U.S. for India's National Congress Party President, Mrs. Sonia Gandhi, was a success, her family members expressed gratitude for the outpouring of good wishes she has received, saying that the political leader is likely to return to the country in the next several weeks.
Engineering students of Northwestern University in the USA design a small but complete 128 square foot or 11.9 square meter home with sustainable features like a water filtration system and solar panels to function off the power grid that they hope will be production ready by September 2011.
Seeing four younger children struggling in a lake in Lam Dong province, Aulac or Vietnam, 12-year-old Pham Quang Vinh immediately jumped into the water himself, rescuing them one by one, and was recognized by local officials for his bravery. For his courageous life-saving deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Pham Quang Vinh with a Shining World Hero Award, along with $2,000 for any extra needs or favorites.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.